It's equally valuable.
Yeah, you tuned into the zero hour. Zero hour.
I am the magnificent.
For me, the Biz Markie again. Had to just display him the way I like say him. This other step and style that I use to amuse. And hey, I'm the original hellified kinging. One freak I sound for throwing down, and you know that I'm bringing the crowd to enjoyment. But what I do, like, wow, one, two. I keep the people cheering because of what they're hearing. Moving and grooving to a devastating sound is glaring because they're in the mood for me. The B-I-Z, the Emma's, the A-R-K-I-E. The party ripping, never tripping, king of crowd pleasing. I can turn it out without a doubt in any season. I entertain crowds, a million and thousands. Homeboys making noise as I do browse through a girl's blouse. Say the funky rhyme that makes the girls get naked. I can turn it out with different sounds on my record that I say give them. Is your absorb the rhythm, the magnificent record maker of prison.
The Biz Markies are going off. The Biz Markies are going off.
Style used by me, the B-I-Z-M-A-R-K out with the E in. You will be agreeing, a brother ain't a brother unless he is say like G in. Up with his technique in, keep the people freaking like me, the Biz Markie, but call my style is so unique and guaranteed to rock the mic with vibe that I say. I'm just as good as Clint Eastwood, so won't you make my day? Markie the original, yes I am the boss, and I can rock the microphone for you and yours. Go, I want you till my voice is hoarse, then take a pause. And you know, of course, I can rock a party with so much force. I'm the greatest entertainer Marley came across. Put pictures in photo mat to get them with gloss. And I don't eat spaghetti without the meat sauce. Whether Ragu, Prego, Hunts, or Aunt Millie, you wanna get this, then try to get Ellie. With me, the Inhuman, because I'm like booming. Reagan is depressed, but so was Harry Truman.
The Biz Markies are going off. The Biz Markies are going off. The Biz Markies are going off. The Biz
go off, go off.
The Biz Markies are going off. The Biz Markies are going off. The Biz Markies are going off. The Biz
go off, go off.
Now, I make rhymes each and every day, and always seem to come with something fresh to say. In January, February, March, April, May, and the other 7 months of the year. But anyway, hey, no delay, okay, here's a rhyme I must display. When I'm finished, you be in it, say the hip hip hooray. I will be an MC till I'm old and gray, and I can even rock the mic with tooth decay, decay. Yo, ladies of the 80s know that I'm the original B-I-Z-M-A-R-K, I say with the E. You little me and my man Big Daddy, I can't forget Cutmaster Cool V and my partner, my best friend TJ Swanee, rocking the mic with Say Most Definitely. So listen, don't be missing, I will never be dissing. I just rock the mic and always have discipline. Listen to the brother, ain't the one that you discover. I rock up the mic just like if I'm your mother.
I am the magnificent.
Is going off and the zero hour is back on. Just want to say I got a hot show today. My man Thaun later on the show. Crazy beats, crazy music. Listen, if you don't know, now you know. 3,000 downloads, 750 subscribers later. What's good, Oakland, New Jersey, Toronto, Canada, Mexico City, Mexico, Whitewater, Kansas,
Amsterdam, Poland, Czech Republic.
Zero.
Check us out.
Zero.
Check out
zero.
The Zero,
zero.
Hour.
Zero.
She Looch.
You're gonna love this one, baby.
D-Block.
Oh. Hey, yo. I'm feeling real good right now, man. I'm feeling like hip-hop got a home again, you know what I mean? Like you really repping again, son.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all little homies doing a good job, too. I'm proud of y'all.
Uh-huh.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
I got this, though.
G-Rock, chill. Catch me dolo. Racing seats hugging my back. Usually blue and white, but today the Yanks all black. Crack the window for the smoke to drift off. Push the button, lift off. Never sleep on this kid from up north.
Yeah.
Denim jeans, half moon like I'm coming from Queens.
Uh-huh.
Music up, either ghost face or fucking with beans. Rollie, couple diamonds in it, chrome looking. Hammer on my waist and back of me, some niggas from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, Yonkers, pay attention, oh, it's bye-bye. Large pie, split that. You right there, I'm 9-5, getting money. Women love me, throw the D-Block sign up. Any hood, any town, they lined up for Johnny.
You really getting money, and the paper coming in every day. Every day. We be in the club, throwing money, popping bottles, homie, that's how we play.
If you really getting money, I'm pulling whips out.
If you really getting money,
every day, every day.
Gucci's on, shades blacker than my LCD.
Yeah.
Fans running up, holding up my first CD. Me and P-Rock in the studio, what up, Mal V? At the table looking bossy. A million if I need to get the system off me.
Yeah.
It's still Benjamin money.
Uh-huh.
I'm grown with it, little homie. Your nose still runny. What's hip-hop? What's R&B?
Uh-huh.
Award shows, same category. They fooled you, but not me. Kabossi, am I signing with the homie from Marcy?
Oh.
Am I cotch or am I undecided? I don't get excited.
Yeah.
But when I do, y'all niggas all invited. Sour D, Donnie G, now hurry up and light it.
Hey. You really getting money and that paper coming in every day.
Every day.
We be in the club, throwing money, popping bottles, homie, that's how we play.
How we play. Putting bottles up.
If you really getting money.
Light a touch up.
If you really getting money.
I'm pulling whips out.
If you really getting money.
Every day. Every day.
Me, but not tight enough to see my balls.
Uh-uh.
That ain't hip hop. I apologize to Biggie Smalls. Donnie at the mall stopping traffic.
Yeah.
Women getting graphic, picture taken. They want me to smack it.
Ow.
Big money, Gucci stores, Blackberry me. My kicks is in. Louis V, know
it's
me heavily. This hoodie music, not the iPod shuffle. This burners and that money in the duffel.
Deep
block.
You really getting money and that paper coming in every day.
We be in the club, throwing money, popping bottles, homie, that's how we play.
How we play.
Putting bottles up.
If you really getting money.
Light a touch up.
If you really getting money.
I'm pulling whips out.
If you really getting money.
Every day. Every day.
Hey, yo, P-Rock.
Oh.
Right here, right. I need you to break the beat down right here. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Now bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, word up. It's an honor to be here today amongst legends. Word up, real dudes. Let's get it in.
Let's go.
KRS keep raising sons and daughters. Still blazing, one in the corner. Unafraid with amazing lungs I slaughter. Y'all talking that shit, boom, bap, boom, you a goner. Your DJ's aight, but JS1 is much stronger. Your MC and aight, but I can go much longer. When you was here, I was here. When you not here, I'll be here. Master Ace, get in here.
Yeah, let me explain what you rap faggots is in for. Heavy metal when Edo give me the 10 for. I'm not sure, but what you holding the pen for? Battling ain't new, since the beginning it's been war. Y'all rappers know what it is when it comes to the spitting biz. Since y'all was sitting picking your bookers, I was getting biz. Now it's all these different kids itching the bus. Listen to us, listen to them then. Tell me what the difference is.
A beast that shows, a beast that touring. First man in space like Yuri Gagarin. Surely determined, drink my beers without hurling like a German.
coming from Berlin, pissing on rappers with my drunk urine, head knock, side spurling. Dudes start tripping, we take them on a whirlwind. Put in work, never show you that we lazy. Don't tell me you pregnant, trick, show me the baby. Let's go.
Pass the mic. Pass the mic.
It's Ace, Ed, and Chris, and this is some combination. We got it on lock like Barack got the nomination. This is a way of life, this is not just an occupation. Every album y'all drop sound a lot like a compilation. Your life's on the line like an operation with complications. We don't call these verses, these are conversations between us and the whole congregation. I mean, every cat that ever tried to rap, the whole rhyming
nation. Most of these faulty rappers bound to fail. Not Edo, I'm an alpha male. You tell a story, but you only yelling half the tale. Got a wife, I ain't after tail. Think different on a larger scale. In these shark infested waters, I'm a killer whale that set sail on land. I already laid the trail. We ain't afraid to dream. Ace, Edo, and knowledge reigns supreme.
Every man and wife know how we do it. 20 year we're ripping it, staying physically fit. Blaze up the chalice, now we all be see it lit. Time for the teaching how to spit now. Click pow, think quick now. You rappers are quick dead, cause most of y'all pussy, the rest of y'all dickheads. I'm not amazed with a chick's legs. I'm more concerned if a kid's fed. Enough said.
Pass the mic.
The mic. Yo, it's good. It's your boy BK, B-E-K-A-Y. You motherfuckers are tuned into the realest hip-hop out. If y'all don't know my name, you fucking up the game. I'm the hottest dude out. You motherfuckers better get your ear to the ground. I'm with E-Day at the 0 hour. Get your fucking mind right.
Yo, I'm a snare, I'm a drum. Don't care where you from. Started in the parks, now look what I've become. I'm a loud mic. I'm the downright. I'm the one to get the crowd hype. I've been sampling Michael and Lionel. I'm rap music, 12 inches pressed up on vinyl. Nowadays I'm a rant song. I'm white boys with backpacks and hats who wear their hair long. I'm in every ghetto, worldwide, never settle. I'm even heavy metal with the devil. I'm ill rhymes and dope beats, slaughter hats, fat laces, rope chains and gold teeth. I'm graffiti, you wanna be me? I'm rich but mainly the needy. Trust that, believe me, I'ma never switch spots. I'm Cool Herc, Run DMC, Rakim, I'm hip-hop.
I'm hip-hop, check it out.
To the hip-hop, it don't stop.
Check it out.
Cause what I'm talking about, y'all, is
hip-hop. Yo, hey, yo, I'm in BK when I write this poem. I'm two turntables and a microphone. Yo, the feeling you get when you hear an ill line. The pad you scribble your rhyme into to kill time. I guess I'm kinda summer jam. I'm the Roger Rabbit kid in play and the running man. Nowadays everyone wanna be this. I'm my Adidas shell toes. I'm Luda throwing elbows. How you wear your pants, where you rock your cell phone. I'm battling for hardcore props. I'm breakdancing daily on a cardboard box. What other flavor could have kids pumping NWA in the all-white neighborhood? I'm hot when you kids not. I'm big L pun notorious. Some hip-hop.
I'm hip-hop. Check it out.
Yo, I'm slick brick, stories lots to tell. I'm the greatest of all time, yeah, I rock the bell. Sometimes I fool you, cause in 92 I had y'all rocking cross colors and FUBU. Maybe I started couple brawls with the cops. I'm everywhere now, but I was born in the Bronx. They made me ice and bling. It seems like no one's Spike Leeing and doing the right thing. Went from Jerry curls to flat tops to Caesars, then Reebok pump sneakers to beepers. And I never care about who's on top. I'm Ralph McDaniels and Video Music Box. I'm hype, chill, dope, fly, fresh, ill, fat, banging, what? Hot to death. Hey, yo, I'm known to rip spots. I'm Melly Mel, G Rap, and Grandmaster Flash. I'm hip hop.
Check it out. Hip hop
culture. You live.
I came here to represent my people. Check it out. Check it out.
Hip hop.
We rolling?
Yep.
We on? This mic on? 1, 2, and I say, yo, this is K-Banger representing Dirt Department, the Almighty Balance Project, and I'm with E-Day on the Zero Hour. That's the ZeroHour.com, baby. ZeroHour.com?
No doubt. ThezeroHour.com.
TheZeroHour.com, baby. K-Banger, boy.
Shoot off the nose, shoot off the lips. Don't let the world know black people did this. Keep them in line with the crack of the whip. Teach them the history, started with slave ships. It's time to look past all that, man, please. How many of my people done swung from trees? How many of my people in the past we lost? They constantly remind us of the harm,
of course.
But when we speak on it, they say that we whining. Snatch your resources down to your last diamond. I do this for my ancestors. Ain't nobody alive gonna tell me I should let that shit ride. Nowadays the old heads are scared of the youth. Pull a tree from the roots and you kill off the fruit. I'm so in tune with the universe. Why I unify my people when I spit my verse. My melanin underneath my skin. Let me know I was here when the earth began.
Yo, Megan Evans, Emmett Till. Somebody said let the black blood spill. In the ghetto we attack that whip. They got a thing called crack that kid. Malcolm X, Huey Newton, Huey P. Ain't no need for the Klan, cause we do the shooting. We need to stand for a revolution or fall into the hands of an institution. Sean Bell, Timothy Stansberry, Bloodfell, same color as cranberry. Every time we lose a man, my heart is heavy. Ready to break like a New Orleans levy. And I testify to yes, I cried. Over the years, some of our best have died. They poison my peers like a pesticide. You could run, but there's nowhere left to hide. No,
we used to play out in the rain. Now all our blood spills down the drain. We kill ourselves with nothing to gain. It's time to break those mental chains.
I know we got a black man in the White House. Still black fans with the lights out. Still got the bad man at the crack house. Mr. Press, can you tell me what's that about?
Teach your daughter and teach your son.
Cause they knew it had black in it. Tell a bunch of lies and document it. Take history and spin it. Don't you people know that most of this stuff up in this country we invented?
Yo, same story. Same story. Ever since they came for me and made me change my name. It's been a struggle. Always forced me to hustle. It's time that we changed the game.
We used to play out in the rain. Now all our blood spills down the drain. We kill ourselves with nothing to gain. It's time to break those.
I know we got a black man in the White House, but there's still black fans with the lights out. Still got the bad man at the crack house. Mr. Press, can you tell me what's that about?
I got my man Safari on the line. He just sent me this joint. You will not. What's up, Fari, man? What's good?
What's good, Kevin? What's good, man? What's going on?
Man, everything is proper, man. Yo, you just sent me this hot joint, man. Soggy Cereal. I'm going to drop this shit right now, B. What's good, man? You still with the pen, B?
Yeah, Yeah, you know, it's the return of lyrics, man. You know, that's all it is, man. Soggy cereal joint, man, it ain't really nothing new. You know how Nas said, ain't nothing new under the sun. Just born one day in the crib, you know, decided to put a little something together. Sort of like the Candyland joint, you know, Ghostface did on that Bulletproof Violence album. Just I took the cereal characters instead of cartoon characters, you know. Something real nice
I'm definitely feeling that, man. Yo, for the listeners out here that ain't familiar, if you heard that the 0 Hour Respect the Architect Volume 1, then you know how Safari is coming. This is my family right here, but this is some talent right here. I'm not BSing on you right now. Yo, about to drop this joint. You got any shout-outs, boy, before I drop this, man?
Yeah, word up. Shout-outs to you. First and foremost, DJ Ambush, and shout out to Bat Sauce who sent me that track, you know what I'm saying?
Woo, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. Yo.
Shout out to the whole Brooklyn, too, man. Brooklyn Stand Up Underground. We still here. We ain't never going nowhere, man. Everything ain't commercial, you heard?
That's word. That's my word. Yo, man. Yo, stay tuned, peoples. I got exclusives from Safari coming up throughout future episodes of the 0 Hour. So stay tuned. Hit me up. Anybody you got, give me an email or give me your MySpace where people can hit you up and let you know how they feeling.
For any feedback, hit me up at LamarOverdose@Yahoo or either hotmail.com. Either one you prefer. It don't even matter. Or you could just, they could just holler at you and you can holler at me and we could just keep it going like that.
Oh, well, you know that. You know that, man. Yo, man, I'm going to drop this soggy cereal joint. And Fari, stay up, B. Yo, and keep them lyrics coming, man.
Shit is so concrete out here, man. Hard for, nigga, man. Check the story out, man. Yo, you niggas money is short like leprechauns. If Ari can't get on, I got a big fifth, that's the lucky charm. Magically delicious, bullets packed in a biscuit. Cookie crisp, color fitted with some brand new kicks. Got King Vitamin supplying the bricks. And I sell smack, I got the golden grams. That's why the fiends always come back. Workers are distributing those Apple Jacks. Captain Crunch, he's alive while you nigga that stay with the gat. One day, I'm chilling in the honeycomb, smoking Cocoa Puffs and talking on the telephone. When Sugar Bear told him Toucan Sam got hoes from Jamaica with some long legs and some pretty toes. I wasn't doing shit, so I figured I'd go grab the Trojans when the fresh cinnamon toast crunch and loaded it with the fruity pebbles. If niggas act up, I'll send they ass to meet the fucking devil. The chicks was whack, so I slid and got back to my bins. Plus you know that tricks is for kids. I ain't trying to go out like that silly rabbit did. Niggas clapped heat and left from looking like shredded wheat. Got an ongoing beef with Tony the Tiger. Wanna kaboom and shit like mechanisms by MacGyver. Quarters workers on my strip trying to move weight, so I robbed them for cake. Pistol whipped them and took they frosted flakes. Snap, crackle, and pop when they get me, cause I rushed they spot and snatched all the dope out the Rice Krispies. Skies was the limit to go. Caught that bumblebee slipping, then booked them for mad Cheerios. Now the destination is Thomasville, where I can post on top of the hill and stack those General Mills. You dudes lack what it takes to be a G. You soft like soggy cereal, that's why you can't fuck with me. Shout out to Four Stacks, Mika, DJ Ambush, eBay, Zero, Wildlife, Glamorant, Kingsboro, all day, my nigga, Safari.
Niggas ain't fuck with him, yo. It's my word. You tired of telling niggas, man.
Yo, this is IMIC, and you're digitally tuned in to 0 Hour.
Yo, they love what we coming with, love what we done with it. Word up, this is that rude boy gutter shit. Bad man will come for mashes up with the rap flow. Real niggas hear this shit and put their hands low, low. Cause they love what we coming with, done with it. This is that rude boy gutter shit. Unfuckwittable, lyrical rap flow. Real niggas hear this shit and put their hands low.
I pile drive the bullshit a mile high. It's the gun line, reporting live from cloud nine. Any motherfucker whispering about mine, get 5 shots, your eyes clot, so I guide. Take you on if you sign or unsigned. I'm always on my game and you niggas sometimes.
summertime. The plot ticking, the clock ticking. I got chicken. How you ratting? And you rocking the shirt. Stop snitch. Stop snitch. You see me, I'm in high definition. I tell niggas holler at Ness. They never listen. Put the gate in the ignition. We going on the road trip. Smoking on the hurricane. Make a nigga boat flip. Oh shit. Block Ness, here we go again. Don't call it a comeback. It's the grand opening. From Overton. From Philly down to Mexico. Everywhere my tell pop up, they say, there he go.
They love what we coming with. Love what we done with it. Word up, this is that rude boy gutter shit. Bad man will come for mash it up with the rap flow. Real niggas hear this shit and put their hands slow. Low, cause they love what we coming with, done with it. This is that rude boy gutter shit. Unfuck with a pool, lyrical rap flow. Real niggas hear this shit and put their hands
slow. I am the young and the restless, bold and beautiful. You a bitch, I'll fuck your moms at your own funeral. Freedom entertained, this is business as usual. You fall cause like a U-Haul, my flow moving you. I do the do, put it together like two and two. Busted in her mouth, it looked like she was chewing super glue. They say I'm wrong, I don't wanna be right. Pass me the bong and give me the light, light. On the Pineapple Express, doing a buck and change. You dumb fucks get taken out like blunkers. I'll carry on, you picked the wrong one, I'm strong, son. And I'm in it for the long run like a marathon. It's the ghetto CNN as a rapper song. In the belly of beats, reporting life in Babylon. Hip hop like kids, I come roar like Telly. Roar like Eddie, you ready? I'm a double-edged machete.
Yep, they love what we coming with, love what we done with it. Word up, this is that rude boy gutter shit. Bad man will come for mash it up with the rap flow. Real niggas hear this shit and put their hands slow. Low, cause they love what we coming with, done with it. This is that rude boy gutter shit. Unfuck with a pool, lyrical rap flow. Real niggas hear this shit and put their hands slow.
I kill a nigga called the Len Cool Hand Loop. Chip on your shoulder, black or Fu Manchu. Your pussy voice is older than Blue Man Group. That means you do just fruity out of two cans loop. You couldn't reach his feet if you was two sandals. Your damn fools can't see that this dude can't lose. I'm that dude that told you that my crew snatched jewels. And he'll tattoo your body with a crude hand tool. A jagged weapon, stab your neck and back in less than half a second. Madness spreads like a staph infection in kindergarten. I'm in to start some shit. Start a fight, start a cypher, start a party and spit. Pardon my French, but your pussy stench hard in my dick. And eating MCs, it's hard to resist, it's like a cardinal sin. For me, the MC Cloud and Marshall, we win. And Enes, you know I know nothing about this, you're reject.
They love what we coming with, love what we done with it. Word up, this is that rude boy gutter shit. Bad man will come for mash it up with the rap flow. Real niggas hear this shit and put their hands slow. Low, cause they love what we coming with, done with it. This is that rude boy gutter shit. Unfuck with a pool, lyrical rap flow. Real niggas hear this shit and put their hands slow.
Black Entertainment Television, which in the end is owned by a vast white-owned corporation, Viacom, peddling, demeaning, humiliating, damaging images of black people, particularly young black people.
Well, that's just absolutely not true.
So, you know, I want to write this letter to you because I just think that together it could really be something special. It's not hating. You know, this ain't me trying to be overly critical. It's me pouring my heart out to you. Just want you to listen. Dear Deborah, you giving me the blues, mo better. Said that I could flow forever, but I ain't got no cheddar. And we can't go together, cause I'm too controversial. Plus you said your time was money like a commercial. But my music's universal, I didn't mean to hurt you. But that's what truth does, I did it with true love. See, I gave you my heart, and you said it wasn't relevant. You said that I was smart, but that I was too intelligent. I offered you my soul from the start, but like the devil did. You said it wouldn't rank on your charts, unless I'm selling it. You said that you just playing your part, that of the ghetto chick, cause that's who people want you to be. That sound like fronting to me. See, to me, you're more than something to see. Baby, you and me can set this whole country free. My queen, you stepped out of a dream onto the screen like a vision. You was the only one I'd ever seen. It's like when I first saw you, it's like I couldn't stop staring at you. I was amazed. It was like, wow, I've been waiting to see this my whole life. You know, as time kinda went on, started to see some changes that, you know, I just didn't feel like they was becoming to you. You know, I just feel like you're so much more than that. Look,
You had religion, you was quick to tell them you was Christian. But now you hang with gangsters so much, you've been in prison. And you convinced yourself that that's how we living. But life is so much more than champagne sipping. Listen, what this isn't is a black male state. Give me one chance, I promise it won't be a hell's day. We can go to college, chill or 106 and park. Make love from the sun up to when it gets dark. I'll soothe you, no matter what level the stress. You are a righteous black queen, not a hot ghetto mess. And yes, I believe that you'll switch one day. But now you so exposed that I wanna rip the runway. And I know they say that you should shake what your mama gave you, but you are a reflection of how your mama raised you. And you get what you give, so don't let karma enslave you. I'm willing to campaign like Obama to change you, for real. No, I mean, I'm just willing to do that because I really think that if you just grow in consciousness and mind, be so, so, so wonderful. Not that you ain't wonderful right now, but I just think we gotta keep going up and higher and higher. If we get on that higher level, oh baby, we can really do this. I'm so serious, I'm so sincere. Name the place wherever you wanna go, I'm there. We can go to Rap City, I can get us a booth. Cause them ones that's there now, they don't be spitting the truth. You ask me how do I know the way they living is proof. Claiming they freestyling, what was ghost written for dudes. I wanna kick it with you, I'm on a mission to prove that I'm an honest dude. This is not a comic view, see I wanna honor you and give you an award. But them ones that sponsor you, I wanna give them the sword. They not fond of you, they just wanna get you on board. And then they lie to you, it's just like pimping a whore. See, they don't care what you mean to me or the community. How we could teach the seeds and promote unity. They just want coonery, more and more buffoonery. So they can watch them videos like Shake That Booty Beat. But I'll never call you out of your name. Just consider this a lane to get you out of the game. Cause I'll take on all 50 states for you, Miss Deborah. And you can call the battle hip hop versus America. So I'm willing to do that. You know, put my life on the line because I really feel like you're worth that. But you're so valuable. And you just don't know it. You just seeing the physical. But we need to just climb this stairway, baby. And get to that mental and that spiritual level. Oh, man.
Next up, Blast It or Smash It. Cause with Save the Game. Hit me up 646-537-2546 or eday at thezerohour.com.
Your boy Cause. City of dreams, baby. Put that work in, I work out.
Yo. Here's the bottom line, I make to change the game. And though I'm independent, I'm still a major pain. Looking at the in crowd, smudging out my name. I know it's cause I'm special, like I color out the frame. Jigga niggas only figure what's up in they budget. Realer niggas write what jigga niggas can't fuck with. Shackles out the Nas, shackles out the Marleys. Even if it starves me, I was always told that I could be what I desire. I wanna be the reason that these rappers won't retire. Too many chefs in the kitchen, you start a fire. So a couple chefs that work for me just got fired. The problem is I'm becoming a real man. These other niggas around me becoming some real fans. So I had to make a couple edits to my team. Now I'm living a dream, yeah.
I'm trying to save the game.
I'ma save the game.
I'm tryna save the game.
I'ma save the game.
I'm tryna save the game.
Oh yeah, I'ma save the game. Hey, yo, God always taught me I should write what's on my mind. I think the Diddy's happy that they extradite and shine. No one in my city can mess with the way I rhyme. And Billboard awards all the songs that I design. My content is vicious like a dominatrix porno. Other rappers really don't deliver, they just don't know. So the highest bid gets awarded to my name. Minus all the fame. Mr. Obama, I was really about to thank ya. Then you went and hired a crew of investment bankers. Just when things seemed cool and gravy, a cloud blocked the sun and made the situation shady. Life was just a movie and I bet you at the end, everything around us will become a fucking trend. So before it goes down, I got no one to blame. It's word to my name.
I'm tryna save the game.
I'ma save the game.
Save the game.
I'ma save the game. Whoa.
I'm trying.
up, y'all? Welcome out to the I Am Us Project. It's all original music, changing the face of mixtape albums. Y'all know.
This is Pace One, and you are now listening to the Zero Hour.
You listening to hip hop history right here. A new classic. J Grizz, Juice, A Million, Far Home. Yeah. I'ma say it again, though it's been said before. It's more than rappers, black entrepreneurs. Come on. Quicker, I travel rivers, my bliss clean. Cash comes to me in different streams. Got wealth mentality, I'm a wealth coach. If you hustle, legal or sell dope, player make sure in the end you sell hope. So that lifestyle blends with wealth, folks. Star home, grids, juice in the mail. Top earners, grounded in the blaze. Top burners, niggas it's respect on pages called murder. I got you, who you want off, we swap murders. Prison Jake Goodwin still don't take lightly, a mill close deals that still precisely. We got precision with decisions, the vision our kids to sit with billions. Fucker, if you're crossing, I'm parked in your closet. Don't make us go to the dark side for profit.
Breathe easy, nigga. Breathe easy, nigga. Breathe easy, nigga. Cause I'm all about my paper, trying to bigger my figures.
Catch trains, snatch chains, roll around in the black range. We pack thang and we quick to let the gap bang. We clap flames and we ain't tryna scrap, man. Nah, that changed when these little crooked hats came. Cat slain cause he didn't claim that game. Is that sane? It's like ever since crack came. Blacks act lame, no disrespect, I'm just speaking all the facts, man. But I'm so good with a gun till I don't have to aim. Nigga what? Then I make you dash like you after Dame. Money getting pulled out the hood like when after came. Niggas want twice the dough, but only got half the name. Well, from disaster I came, fuck the fashion and fame. I'm just trying to get some cash in this game. And as far as this fashion thing, I'm like lightning when I strike. In other words, we don't flash the same. So breathe easy.
Breathe easy, nigga. Breathe easy, nigga. Breathe easy, nigga. Breathe easy, nigga. Cause I'm all about my paper, trying to figure my figures.
Breathe easy, bitches. I want it all cause I'm a greedy bitch. I got diamonds that's the same color as Tweety, bitch. I keep ice and cream like I'm Edie's, bitch. Pushing that R3 Feezy, bitch. Believe me, bitch, the rap game need me, bitch. And if they kill me, the rap game will bleed me, bitch. For Sheezy, bitch. Oh yes, indeedy, bitch. You can never see me like Stevie, bitch. So stop dreaming like Keisha and Jeezy, bitch. You know my Steezy, bitch. I'm like Dawn when it come to a greasy bitch. Million quick to draw like graffiti, bitch. So get sleepy, bitch. Your man is touch me, tease me, rich. Told him holla at me if he ever need me, bitch. Inhale, your chest getting wheezy, bitch. Exhale, and just breathe easy, bitch. Breathe easy, bitches.
Take a breath, take a breath.
Breathe easy, bitches. Breathe easy, bitches. Cause I'm all about my paper, quickly getting these riches.
Breathe easy,
bitches.
Breathe easy, bitches.
Boss in this game and make sure you the only one you reporting to. Be a real puppet master pulling all the strings.
Alright, what's going on, people? It's E-Day back with the Zero Hour. Zero. I got a special guest on the show. Something to twist your brains today. Give you a little deeper insight in the game. I got my man Taun. What's going on, Taun?
Yo, chilling. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
No, man. No doubt, man. I really appreciate the fact that you connected with me you know, to spread the word about your new project. You know, something that's very interesting and very different. You bringing hip hop in a different way, at least bringing it back to the educational element, the spiritual element, you know, that's been missing so long. You know, you got a mixtape series out called the Inspiration on Fire mixtape.
Right. Yeah, that was, that's going to be a 3-part mixtape series. I just finished part one, Inspiration on Fire, part one, Unlocking the Boss Within. And what's ill, what's crazy, what's different about this mixtape series is kind of like, I'll say it's the first ever personal development mixtape series. You know,
right.
Kind of taking it to another level, whereas for this, I actually interview different, you know, writers, people that I study, you know, books that I've read that I've, you know, then turned into hip-hop songs. So I interview different writers in that whole personal development genre, and I ask them questions about, you know, success, achieving your goals, and whatnot, and they all gave me their take on it, and then I mixed in their answers with songs I wrote based on the same topic. So it flows like a hip-hop musical documentary. So it's cool because not only do you get, you know, my songs, the hip-hop element that's, you know, talking about, you know, things like, you know, attracting wealth to you, or talking about things like, you know, how your reality is really just your perception. And if you change your perception to a more positive thought, more positive things will reflect back to you. You hear that in song form, and then you hear the writers, you know, backing that up and talking about it. So you get
right.
Both ends. So
that's what I really enjoyed about that mixtape. You know, the way the songs were blended in with, you know, these voice snippets and everything, these interview pieces, some of the strongest statements, wisdom, the tool that brings wealth, that track, extremely powerful. I mean, I really enjoyed the way you laid that out, you know, and following with the song, with a lot of the production flows, you know, from the song into, you know, the affirmations of, you know, of where you need to go. And at the same time, you know, vice versa, it ties it in extremely well.
Thank you. And I got to give a shout out to DJ Head Honcho for mixing that together. He's also going to help me with mixing part two and part three. But I brought this idea to him, and he was like, I ain't never heard of this before. And, you know, he literally said, you know, he's not totally into the whole personal development thing, but the fact that he was able to capture the essence, you know, and even, you know, he learned something on the way. So it was cool because the way he mixed it, he was like, you know, okay, I'm going to mix this in a way that, you know, if I was at somebody's house and this came on, I would stay listening to it. And he did a really good job.
Right. Exactly. It's laid out where you know, you got your head nodders, you got your ones that cause you to, think, you know, deep about what, you know, was just said. It has a lot of relevance today because KRS is still moving forward with his Temple of Hip Hop, and that's been his mission for quite a while, is to really inject spirituality within hip hop, and also, you know, more increased self-awareness and self-discipline, you know. So I'm seeing, you know, this mixtape series and, you know, some of the work you're reaching out on this side of things, you know, as an expansion on that.
Right. And basically, Kevin, it's going to be a 3-part series. At first, I was just going to do 2 parts.
But right.
I was, you know, taking in, you know, this is something artists should always do when you put out a project. Definitely listen to what, you know, your fans are saying, what the listeners are saying. And some people who have heard some of my older material, you know, they didn't really know what to expect. And, you know, a lot of people were definitely feeling it. Some were anxious to hear more music. So what I did, I had so much information, really, that I had to split these interviews into 2 CDs. So part 2 is going to be called The Multidimensional Boss. It's going to get into some real dope, you know, concepts.
Right.
As far as, you know, bringing what you want through gratitude. And even on some old quantum physics type stuff, whereas how alternate realities affect us in achieving our goals. So it's something that is definitely, you know, stretches the mind. And that's going to be part 2. And then part 3 is kind of something I'm doing for listeners. It's going to be just the music plus like 7 additional tracks.
Right.
And it'd be the reverse. It'd be like more music and like maybe 5 minutes of dialogue. But it's kind of like my gift back to them. And that's going to be called the Abundance Album.
Right. Well, what's steered you in this direction of this project?
Well, you know, it's crazy because, you know, I've always been into... you know, just reading other information, reading on history, the different sciences. So that always influenced my music, you know, because I never really heard it, you know, in the mainstream. And I always heard it in the underground, and I loved it. And this is kind of how I molded my style. I was like, well, what if I can combine the two and get some really banging radio-type production, but spit, you know, my message on that and tweak it.
Right.
Because I was hearing the challenge that, you know, nobody wants to play, you know, music with a message. And to me, that doesn't mean give up and stay underground. I mean, if one wants to stay underground, that's all good for them. But, you know, to me, there's no problem that can't be solved. It just means things have to be done a different way.
No doubt. And you have to deliver the message with the right type of, the right combination of the production, the flow, you know, they almost have to be tricked into accepting, you know, something a little more positive, because, you know, a lot of heads today, you know, they may see it as being a little soft, or it's not about the party or the money. But, you know, that's especially what this show is about. The Zero Hour in particular is about really opening, you know, other lanes to get to the listeners, you know, give them a little more diversity in the way hip hop is presented. I mean, because hip hop is such a huge culture itself, and there's so many aspects of the culture, you know, and everything is not just street, drug, party culture. You know, that's definitely inside of it because of the hoods we're in and things like that. But it's also about, you know, our mental awareness and where we are economically. You know, those themes still resonate in the music. You know, it's just that it's not getting played on the mainstream like it needs to. It's good, again, you know, that we had a chance to connect so we can make people a little bit more aware of this type of project. I mean, there's always time to kind of listen up and think a little bit deeper about your condition.
Right. And to me, I thought the best way to present it, well, I took some influence, you know, like how I call it Dave Chappelle style.
Okay.
Like how Aaron Magruder does it with the Boondocks. You know, if you're a thinker, like, it's definitely entertaining, it's funny, but you can see it's layered in the message. So I think the same thing can be done with hip-hop.
So, Thaon, tell me about that Breathe Easy track featuring Juice and Amil.
Word. Well, that came about because I've always been a fan of Juice ever since I've seen him perform, you know, out here in Phoenix. And when I say Juice, I'm talking about the Chicago Juice.
Right.
The Juice here in Arizona. Shout out to him, too. But this track features the original Juice out in Chicago. And basically, you know, I loved his style, his swag, his ability, you know, to just freestyle about anything. And
yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah. And then I always liked, you know, the swag of Mill brought with Rockefeller, and I was always intrigued by that whole story on how, you know, Jay-Z, you know, dropped her from the label and all. But I still felt, you know, her drive, you know, because not only is she an artist, you know, she's a mom too, and, you know, she's grinding, doing her thing.
Right.
I always told myself, you know, when I blow up, I don't mind doing tracks with mainstream people, you know, but I'm not going to dumb down my style. I'll just, you know, add my own flavor to it.
Absolutely.
Like, I'll do a track with Trina. Why not? Just for the, in the name of art. You know, why can't, you know, artists of different genres, you know, do something and then find a middle ground topic to talk about?
No, it's not necessarily, it wouldn't necessarily be a sellout or a misdirection. You know, it is, it's a part of, you know, keeping the music moving forward too. I like, you know, unexpected combos like that.
Right.
You never know what comes out of it.
Exactly. And then, my daughter's uncle, Jay Grizz, he came up with the hook. And the hook was so smooth, I was like, let's really do something with this track on a big level. So I found, you know, like I said, if you like something, just go after it. I found a way to contact, you know, Juice and Emil, and, you know, hooked up the track, and there you have it. And if you notice, all of us have our own swag, and I think it's cool. Now I can say I have a track with them.
Right.
So whether you love it, hate it, whether you, you know, like the artist or don't, it's, I can at least say this is what I've accomplished.
Right. Right. No, man, and you know what I enjoy the most about many of the things that you revealed to me during this interview is how you just reached out to people. You know, and it was something that maybe before in the past would have seemed unreachable or either, you know, too many obstacles to get through to certain people, but because of the power of the internet, you know, we can reach almost anyone. So really, there's no door that's closed to you.
Right.
You know, you just have to connect out, and that's what has kept me going for so long. You know, and meeting many of the people behind the scenes that I have is just reaching out, sending an email, you know, being honest with them, telling them what you want.
Exactly. And you got to remember, you know, that if doors close, don't be discouraged. Because I reached out to a lot of artists. I got, you know, gypped by one artist. I won't mention the name, but one artist in the underground that a lot of people know about. It took me for my money, but
wow.
You have to take it as a learning lesson and just, you know, keep going and know that if a door closes, it really means you're not thinking big enough. You know, God of the universe definitely wants to bring you what you want, so just, you know, expand the dream.
Right. Absolutely. And retain your focus.
Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, just like I said, stay creative with it. Don't go at it at a competitive angle. I didn't do this track saying, oh, well, I'm going to blow up because, you know, Juice and Emil are on the track. No, I did it in the name of creative art because I wanted to try something different.
Right.
So as long as you stay creative, you know, you'll have that original, you know, content. And people will gravitate towards you. And, you know, the success, the exposure, the money, or whatever it is you're looking for will come. But don't think of it as a competition thing.
Yeah, well, tell the audience a little bit also about your journey with the music. I mean, because you've been doing other stuff, you know, besides, you know, this project here. You've been getting some work within the movie industry, independent film industry.
Right, right. Because one of the things I always emphasize, if you're an MC, you know, and writing is your passion, you should be able to write about anything. And one of the things I love doing is staying diverse. So I was during my journey, I've been able to do promotional songs for the film writer and director Kevin Smith. I give a shout out to Kevin Smith.
Yeah, no doubt.
That put me on, as far as, you know, exposing my music and all.
Okay.
So I did a promotional song for his film Clerks 2, and I've done a couple other things for him, and that branched out into me later doing work for Adam Rifkin. Adam Rifkin, he put out this movie, I want to say 15 years ago, called The Dark Backward. It starred Judd Nelson and Bill Paxton.
They
put out a special edition DVD, and I actually got to do a song for the bonus features. So,
all right, I like that.
And that was released by Sony, and then from there, I did music for his film National Lampoon's Stone Age, which is a comedy, and I got to have fun with it and do some comedy hip hop. And
right.
Now I'm doing work for his upcoming Showtime series called Look. I think it comes out sometime next year.
In 2010?
Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, blessed to, you know, to be able to do that. Because to me, it's not about being locked in one genre. And they like to do that so much in the industry. Well, what type of rapper are you? Or what type of, you know, film writer are you? But I think it's cool to be able to say, you know, I could do stuff for kids. I could do stuff, you know, for adults. I can do the motivational stuff.
Exactly.
And I can intertwine all of it.
That's right. Create these multiple revenue streams, you know, at the same time. You know, we had a conversation a little earlier where we were discussing, you know, how many people pursue that recording contract, you know, that's so elusive so much of the time. You know, but they're not thinking about you can still do the music that you like to do, get it placed in alternate arenas, you know, television, you know, and film, video games, you know, these are areas that are in just as many people consciousness as, you know, a radio song, you know, and maybe even more, because people are not as in front of the radio as much as they used to be. You know, they're in front of video games, you know, they're on the internet, websites need music, things like that. So, you know, definitely it's a really good look, you know, to keep those doors open.
Definitely. I have to agree on that totally, because it really is about staying diverse and just keeping that movement going. And also it's about ownership as well. You know, you were saying that, you know, people, a lot of times, you know, artists will try to go right after the deal, but, you know, you really got to research the business aspect of it. And because now we're in the digital age with the internet, you know, a lot of artists are getting, you know, locked into these 360 deals. And if
right.
you're an artist that wants to pursue other things, which really you should, because of how, you know, things are going with the money, your music really should be your business card for what else you do.
Right.
You know? So, you know, but in the fact that, you know, record labels are recognizing this and they now want to cut if you get an acting deal or do voiceover work, you know, that might not be the best situation for some artists. I know for some people it works, but if you really are, you know, want to tackle, you know, the ownership part of it and own your own publishing and own your brand, as opposed to, you know, somebody else owning it.
Right.
I think this independent route is definitely the way to go. It is a lot, you know, harder. You have to be, you know, your own manager. You have to be your own, you know, bullhorn.
Right.
But it's definitely more rewarding in my opinion.
Absolutely. There's another independent project that you've been working on involving the graphic novel arena. Rosario Dawson, she has an independent comic out. Am I correct?
Right. She and writer David Atchison put out this comic book called The Occult Crimes Task Force. And when I first heard about it, I thought it was a brilliant idea. So I basically, you know, did the research and got in contact with the writer David Atchison. And that was like, I want to say 2006, and we've been cool ever since, you know. And I really liked, you know, the concept. So I was like, well, what if I did like a little mini comic book mixtape?
Okay.
And I read the story and wrote three songs based on their concept. And then I wanted to take it to another level and maybe give the fans more, more insight. Because I do journalism as well. I also, you know, interview, I write for, I'll do articles occasionally for Kevin Smith's website, quickstopentertainment.com.
Okay.
And I basically, like I said, I reached out to David and I interviewed him, recorded it, and made a mixtape out of it. And
Gave
that out at the 2008 San Diego Comic-Con, and it got a lot of...
Yeah, big up to Comic-Con, boy. Yeah, I love the New York Comic-Con, but I know San Diego is where it's at, man.
Yeah, it was an experience in itself. I would definitely recommend, even if someone isn't into comics, the fact that they have so much entertainment, you know, other entertainment avenues out there, I would go for the experience. I have to tell you, I never knew an event could be that busy, but that's like Macy's Christmas Eve times 20.
I feel you.
Never thought I would say something like that, but it is.
Wow. I feel you, man. Come on. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. Yeah. Whatever. Who in hip hop isn't? All right. So,
yeah.
You know, we like these kind of things too.
Word. So there was a great outlet. And then that's actually where I got the idea to do Inspiration on Fire. Because, you know, after doing that, you know, and seeing the movies like, you know, the Secret and whatnot, I figured, what if this message was put like in hip hop form? So I took the concept that I did through, you know, the Cold Crimes Task Force mixtape, and then just interviewed, you know, people in the self-help genre, and put it together like that, and that's where that came about. So it's like you never know where things lead to. And it's funny because before I was even doing the Inspiration on Fire project, I was working on my album that I was actually going to release, but something told me you need to put that on hold and do this.
Okay.
So I listened to my gut and I did it. And I have a lot of tracks that I'm still working on, and this other project that I put on hold that I have songs ready for. So like I said, I'm going to just finish this Inspiration on Fire project, and then I'll go back to that. But people can still hear some songs from there on my MySpace, you know, myspace.com/ Kinetis. That's my entertainment company, Kinetis Entertainment.
Can you spell that out?
Yeah, it's spelled K-E-N-E-T-E-T-S and Paul H. I might just have to rewind the interview.
Get that no again. Doubt, Kinetis Entertainment.
Right. So there's that, and then there's inspirationonfire.com. If people go there, that'll just take them directly to the MySpace page, because we're still working on the actual .com site. But I still got the MySpace page with some jewels for people to listen to, and I'll have updates on there.
No doubt. And of course, I'm going to be dropping some on the show today, so it's about to go down for sure.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I think... I sent you, I think that what was that, The Eternal Now? Is that the one we're going to get into?
Oh, yeah. We can definitely get into that next. No question.
Yeah, that one is, that one's going to be on part three, the Abundance album. And that's a cool little track. It's just reminding people about, you know, staying in the present moment and, you know, timelessness. If we move in the present moment, no matter what our grind is, you know, things will come out a lot better, because we're not being weighed by, like, you know, past thoughts or worrying about the future. We're just moving now.
Right. Okay. Cool.
And I have to say, you know, really quickly, you know, going back to, you know, the work I did for the Occult Crimes Task Force comic book, you know, my advice to artists, you know, everyone wants to know how to get put on. And even, you know, with all the other work I did, I have to tell artists to just do what you love. You know what I'm saying? If you're a sports fan and you love, you know, basketball, write a dope 16 or a little song about, you know, your local team. And, you know, hustle and get it out to the manager or whoever. You know, go on Google, do the research. And definitely, I think opportunities will open up that way, because that's basically what
Absolutely.
I took the time, you know, to write about things that I love, starting off with, you know, doing songs for Kevin Smith.
Right.
Really liked his movies, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to do a verse, you know, or do a song.
Right, for the hell of it, just for yourself.
Right, and I didn't know how I would get it to him, but I just did it, and then I signed up for his site, the View Askew message board. I got it to one of his people that do promotional videos for him, and he cut a promotional video to the song. Kevin Smith heard about it, and he thought I was already signed. He thought I was a major artist. He's like, who is this? And the guy was like, no, this is just a fan of yours, and he posted a blog about it.
Oh, that's hot. I like that.
And it just blew up from there. But I had to tell people, just, you know, write about what you love despite what it is, because one person heard that song and they was like, man, I don't know how you could write to this shit. That was a response.
Right, right.
You know, and like I said earlier, to me, if you're a writer, it shouldn't matter.
Exactly.
You know, stretch your abilities. You know, do it. Find what your comfort zone is and just focus on that. I mean, shoot, there's 6 billion people on the planet. If 1% of the planet likes it, you're still
successful. Absolutely.
Successful, exactly. So just get out there and just do it. And it's okay to balance it out, you know, with critiques that other people say. Or, you know, you might even run into industry people that say, you know, do it this way. Go ahead and take in their suggestions. And if it resonates with your spirit, with what you're trying to do, by all means, you know, take that advice, change this, tweak that. But if it's something that doesn't, you know, stay true to you.
That's right. That's right. Yes, yes, brother. Definitely. I appreciate those words. I'm sure many out there listening, definitely, guys, you follow that bit of wisdom right there. Yo, Taum, I had to again, once again, say thank you, you know, for participating in this show.
You know, thank you for supporting the Zero Hour, and we're gonna get into this Eternal now. You have any last shout outs?
Let's see. I just want to give a shout out to all the people that participated on the Inspiration on Fire project. Shout out to Don Boyer, Zoe Williams, Lisa Murray, Sonia Barrett, Stuart Swerlow, and then once again, shout out to Honcho, DJ Head Honcho for mixing it all together. Shout out to my producer, Sticks in the Mix, out in Northern Cali doing his thing. Shout out to my brother Sabatho. He's always been a big supporter. He's working on his own project. I was like, I don't want to forget anybody. I feel like I'm winning an award.
Nah.
Shout out to you, you know, EJ, for supporting, you know, the real independent artists and just, you know, the whole hip hop movement. Shout out to my webmaster, Thomas Technique. He holds it down on the website, and him and I are actually going to be coming out with a project soon. Shout out to my publicist, Jen Marie, for keeping my name going and letting people know about just the awesomeness that we're putting together.
Absolutely. And how do people can connect with you?
Okay, they can check me out at inspirationonfire.com. That way they can send me a message. Let me see. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/Thahum. Name is spelled T-H-A-A-H-U-M. I'm on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/Thahum. I definitely want to, you know, let people know, check out the mixtape. I got it up, you know, there for people. People can download. It's a real potent message. It's some really good material. And, the first one is available for like $9.99, but like I said, it's going to be worth it because you'll be able to pull something from it, you know, get your own engine sparked, and you'll be able to take on a project that'll make you millions.
No doubt. It's on Dat Piff also, right?
Right, yeah. People can listen to it for free on Dat Piff.
No doubt. Check that out on datpiff.com, Inspiration on Fire by Thahum. Yo, definitely check that out, people. Yo, again, thank you. We'll get back to the show. And what we listening to right now?
We're going to get into the Eternal now, and then whatever other tracks, you know, feel free to, you know, bump on the show.
Oh, no question, because I'm going to follow that with the all-seeing eye. No, I love that joint. And again, I appreciate your time, and we'll be back, people, with the Zero Hour.
Living in the Eternal now brings a crown. That is where my spirit's found. With me, I feel the empty. I know the one I'm not behind. Now one day is this day, so vital made. You break the way that I know how. When you feel no time, my wisdom you'll find. That is the eternal now.
For this song I'm rocking on a twist like a flick by Shyamalan. If you're the shit, then I'm the bomb. That Big Bang will world to spawn. Every choice like rolling dice, ordering chaos precise. Gravitate to what I like, what I want from dark and night. Move discreet, road is steep, seeing 200 feet. Adding street, we will greet. That's where me and my dreams meet. The eternal now is fertile ground. Onward to heights profound. Not a sec before or after. The art and now is what I master.
Where my spirit's bound. The present is with me. I feel the empty. I know the one I'm not behind. That one day is this day. So vital made. You break the way that I know how. When you feel no time, my wisdom you'll find. That is the eternal now.
In royal blue I expand to overstand. I notice then I move with ease across the sand. It's a knowing so I can flip the switch, matches lit. I'm humble yet so advanced, cause of what I've come to know. But no, I know no more than my awareness of the space from what I want and where I stand. The urge to be more is the advantage that puts you above human. Shame on those who froze and chose to not move at all. Awareness is the fairness you can choose to see through it all.
Spirit's bound. The present is with me. I feel the empty. I know the one I'm not behind. That one day is this day. So vital made. You break the way that I know how. When you
Whatever the moment asks, I'm gonna complete the task. I move in the present, not the imagined future or the past. What don't exist is noise, tracked in sound to avoid. The now, the joy and present that can't be destroyed. Moving to the unknown, that's courage, something good to flourish. You'll come out nourished and connected to your source, the purest. So close your eyes and leap, the fall isn't steep. No matter how you land, you can still get back on your feet. Stay present on the journey with learning, you'll feel the total package. Surpassing worries, you'll move past it when you release the past baggage. Experience, I own it, and more great moments I'm excited to receive. Questions become treasure hunts to find the jewels that's inside me. Reset thought patterns, reset when I stay in the space which things happen. With a less energetic, hold them in the reference place of all imagined. Aligned with the past, present, and future, I get divine solutions. I ascend on my life stream, transcending time's illusion.
Living in the eternal now brings a crown. That is where my spirit's found. The present is with me. I feel the empty. I know the what, not the how. That one day is this day, so I'll make it great the way that I know how. When you feel no time, all wisdom you'll find. That is the eternal.
ZeroHour.com, baby.
In the abyss of light, but it ain't kryptonite. I take what's dished, move with quicker might. Secrets revealed, I'm close to in here. Unmoved where others froze in fear. The road is clear and near, but not the end. Awaken like minds, my new friends. Masters of the universe, lords of a chemist's torch. Got skills to bring doom to a hellish scorch. Ponder my existence as a youngin'. Now I question who I am all over again. In life, many times you born and die. Illusion is viewed as it's formed in lies. But I never tripped when I saw things shifting. A strong spirit, one of those beyond gifted. The best and worst part of this deal. Have to relearn and test what I thought was real. Life of a protector, put on the back of me, all see and I watch from the balcony. Many walk blind while I undo fallacies. The inner quits for those who wanna battle me. Life of a protector, put on the back of me, all see and I watch from the balcony. Many walk blind while I undo fallacies. The inner quits for those who wanna battle me. Curiosity killed the cat, got me to know philosophy from the fact. Discover what I know from the ancient and blessed. Ignore the bullshit and integrate in the rest. Use words well to undo the world spell. The badge protects me from a worse hell. Cover info to keep others safe, so they not in a place with negative space. Let them live lives with shield on eyes. For many, what appeals from real is disguise. For me, I walk roads of a lone few. At times when I take back what I knew, but won't let the world fall in evil's hands. Got a balance in a plan that's grand. Taking out wicked is my responsibility. No turning back, the OCT is filling me. Life of a protector, put on the back of me, all see and I watch from the balcony. Many walk blind while I undo fallacies. The inner quits for those who wanna battle me. Life of a protector, put on the back of me, all see and I watch from the balcony. Many walk blind while I undo fallacies. The inner quits for those who wanna battle me. I formed in pride, now the box open wide. I still try just to be a normal guy, cause I know I was born to rise. No pride, but this new knowledge has me torn inside. Wolves and demons, like our soul for feeding. Inner and outer, I fight for freedom. If you've seen what I've seen, you relapse to a fetal position, your world collapse. See, we protect from those who deceiving. Truth revealed to a few for a reason. The strong take enemies out they spot. Like truth they come if you're ready or not. I humbly take the task with gracious honor to make this place a great tomorrow. Our story not forever untold or vacant. It's in the Akashic record room waiting. Life of a protector, put on the back of me, all see and I watch from the balcony. Many walk blind while I undo fallacies. The inner quits for those who wanna battle me. Life of a protector, put on the back of me, all see and I watch from the balcony. Many walk blind while I undo fallacies. The inner quits for those who wanna battle me.
Chaos, a.k.a. Senor Caos, reporting live from ATL, and you're checking out my man E-Day on the best hip-hop podcast on the internet, The Zero Hour. You already know they always playing that heat.
Slow down, baby.
Yeah, LL Cool J in the house, baby. EPMD in the flex, snapping necks, cashing large checks. All the non-believers can coach with the dick, you know what I'm saying? Cause this is Daddy Man, king of the Bozak. All my friends know that. Mix the master down to the
as I kick it like this. Slow down, baby.
You can get rugged, tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me, you faggot. No comp, rapper on a quest. To get your head flown, boy, you must be looking Seth. Cause many often wonder is MD paid. You goddamn right, punk, stay out of my way. Cause I clock G's while you clock Z's. And I don't smoke crack, I smoke MC's, so pick up a pen, cop a squat and take notes. My rapper suffer from bleeding, sprains, and slit throats. Cause my style, deadly psychopath, schizophrenic. A rapper choke like a carpenter, freeze up and panic. Cause I clock pesos, don't say yo. Another word for cocaine, mi amigo, that's Spanish. Terminology for friend. Now sit back and rob my Bozak as I sin. Bass funk with beats that thump. For kickers and amps, co lined up in my trunk. My system cranking my headlights, a blinking brothers riding my tip L. And at the same time, thinking, damn. Got a brother be so nice cause I'm the capital P-E twice, M-D-E twice. I choose to squeeze, some choose to fight. I like the right, but then again some bite. And while you was banging on tables, I was banging Snow White.
Yeah. Slow down, baby. Yeah, slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.
The ripper, the master, the overlordian, playing MCs like an old accordion. I get the inspiration from a necessary station. I'm saying I was vacationing. You can't quote with your weaker dose. Trying to sneak a peek at how I freak the notes. Major MCs become minor B flats. So retire the mic, get your chains and your bats. Here's your chance to advance. Get in your stance. I shoot the holster off your cowboy pants. Pure entertainment. Tonight's your arraignment. You're guilty. Face down on the pavement. No holes barred. It's time you get scarred. You and your squad better praise the real God, the Undertaker. Drop the thunder on fakers. When it comes to lyrics, I'm as freaky as Saker. So lay the mic down slow and careful, cause mine is fully loaded and I got another handful. A clip to slip it and start ripping, diving and dipping and giving punks a whipping. Just in case you wanna go a few rounds or so, I'm down so that you clowns will know. Me getting burnt, the hurt won't be tolerated. I got rhymes up the huh, forget it, I'm constipated. L. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Yeah. Slow down, baby.
When I come around, homeboy, watch a nugget. I master on the beat down, my style's rugged. When I attack the microphone, close the zone. Rap scene's danger, can't roam. Security's packed in wall to wall, can't fall. A rap tank is full, so I can't store. A microphone is filled with premium. Any whack MC that flexes, I'm creaming them. Not with lotion, bust the motion, flotation. When I rock on the mic, I'm like coasting. I'm unique, fatigue at my peak. You still seek a style, cause yours extra weak. New method to rip the stage of my A's and get loose and kick like Bruce. In a rage, I'm on a rim.
Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.